Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Chaf Dalet Amid Beis, 24b, pagination page 48, counting from the top about 12 lines at the end of a line, Aleph Resh Avahu, as in Omar Rabbi Avahu. Omar Rabbi Avahu, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Avahu said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Yisurim Shebetayra, any time you have a prohibition in the Torah, Ein Lokin Alein El Aderach Achiloson, you would only get malchus, you would only get lashes. In other words, it's only the case of true violation if you ate it in the way that it's normally eaten. So if you have something that's prohibited to be eaten, it's only going to be the classic violation if the person would eat it in the normal way. L'miyutei mai, what does this come to exclude? Omer Avsimi Barashi Lemiute Shem Ochal Chelev Chai Shepoter. If a person were to eat the prohibited fats of an animal, but eat them raw, that would be potter. That would not be the Torah violation, because as this rule is, it's only when you eat it in the normal way. Now, one of the things that we have to question is if there will still be a rabbinic violation, even if there's no biblical violation, so that eating it in an unusual way, but what case of pressure, what level of illness, for example, would we require? A person just doesn't feel so good and there's some sort of home remedy. Is that enough to allow him to eat something in an unusual way? Or does it have to be a significant illness, something that the person is truly bedridden, etc., to allow eating it in not the normal way, presumably for its nutritional or medicinal purposes? Now, a bigger question which needs to be addressed is, what exactly is the way to define shalo kederach achila, not in the normal way of eating? There is an extremely classic question regarding swallowing a food which is prohibited for medicinal purposes. Famous tshuva from the Noda B'Yehuda is swallowing, by definition, considered shalo kederach achila or not? And that's a significant debate. The Rambam, when he brings this case, talks about molten chelev, molten fat, where the person actually burns himself, and that's what makes it shalo kederach achila. He also mentions the case of the Gemara, which is the raw chelev, because chelev, these fats, are normally eaten only after they're cooked. He also mentions devarim morim, things that are bitter. And if you were to mix a non-kosher food together with something that's bitter, to the point that it actually makes it bitter, makes it non-edible, that would be this case of shalo kederach achila. And he also mentions the case of achar shehisriach, after something has spoiled, so it's not edible, and then the person eats it for whatever reason, presumably for a minor medicinal purpose. The Pischei Tshuva mentions case where it's yovesh ke'etz, where it's so dry that it's no longer considered a food. It's the equivalent of a piece of wood, a tree. That's how dry it is. And again, does that make it shalo kederach achila, not in the normal way of eating? Of course, if you would dry out meat in a way that's normal, and that's considered its derech achila, dried, cured meat, non-kosher, and then the person puts it in his mouth and the saliva activates it, obviously that would be a straightforward prohibition. But the case where you're really just using it for the enzymes, and that's really where these cases come up, where they want to use a non-kosher piece of meat that's been derived many times, and all you're using really is the leftover enzyme or chemical or something like that, often only to create a chemical reaction. And the question is, in all those cases, if that is indeed still the prohibition, if that's considered shelo kederech achila, and if so, is there any rabbinic prohibition on that, or at some point, vitamins, for example, where there might be traces of something, but there's certainly no taste of the prohibited being, animal, fish, whatever it might be that was dried many times and ground and derived, etc. Is there still a prohibition? That's all based on how we understand this Gemara and what flows from it. The Pesachei Tshuva has a fascinating observation. He mentions, what happens if a person eats an achila gasa? Person is already full, stuffed, and then he eats even more, stuffing it down to the point that it's not considered an achila. For example, regarding the Korban Pesach, we're told that the Korban Pesach is ne'echal al hasova. You eat the Korban Pesach while you're satisfied, but you have to make sure not to be so satisfied that you're beyond satisfied. You're already stuffing yourself, because an achila gasa, a stuffing, is not considered eating, and you're not yotze the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So he asks, what would happen if a person would stuff himself with kosher food, and then he eats what might be called achila shelo kederach achilasa, an eating because it's not the normal way of eating, because it's called an achila gasa. I wouldn't be able to yotze Korban Pesach with such an achila, so maybe it's not considered a violation. And the mainstream answer is that if the meichel atzmo tov, if the food itself is good and edible, then that's not called shelo kederach achilo. It's going into the mouth, it's regular normal food, and the simple answer is that that's still considered the prohibition. The case of shelo kederach achilo is the kind of cases that we're describing, where the person really is doing something to the food before it goes into the mouth. And that's why the case of swallowing an actual food would be strongly debated, that that's not considered shelo kederach achila. Perhaps that opinion of swallowing not being derech achila could be utilized when you have all these other derivative type cases, and you're dealing with pills, and you're dealing with a person who is to some degree sick, etc. And that's certainly our minig, that when a person has a significant type of illness, we do not look for a hechsher on the pills. Particularly if someone is swallowing it, we right away say, if you're swallowing it, so we're not worried about its contents. The Gemara continues as so far as to say that this might apply even by isur hana'a, when something is prohibited in benefit. Iki de amri amar Rabbi Avo amar Rabbi Yechanan kol isurim shabbatoy in lokin aleim ale derech hana'osan, only if you do it in a normal way of benefit. L'miyute mai, what are we coming to exclude? Amar Rav Simi Barashi l'miyute shemaniach chelev shal shar haniskol, the fats of a ox that has to be stoned because it killed, so the animal is prohibited in benefit. Al gabe makoso, and he put that type of fat onto a wound. Shehu pater, that's not the classic violation, that's not a normal way of benefiting from fat. V'kol sheken ochel chai chelev chai shehu pater, and certainly the case that we discussed previously, eating the food in a way that is not normal to eat the food, to eat the chelev while it's still raw, because by chaylev, cooking is considered intrinsic to its normal consumption. So that would be the case of potter. So again, the big applications over here would be when we derive from a non-kosher food, at what point would it actually lose its status of derech achilaso and be permitted, at least in the case of a person who's sick, and perhaps if it's truly limited to enzymes and that type of thing, perhaps it might even be permitted even for regular consumption if it's so derived that it's no longer considered food. Yashar koach, have a wonderful day.